I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
It is Friday. Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Program, the 18th of June. We are beyond halfway through this month, about 2 weeks to go. July 4th on its way, the celebration of America, right? The Declaration of Independence, us becoming a nation. Our phone number, by the way, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Did you see some of the shakedown yesterday? Representative Barton, that's what he called it. He said we should apologize for the shakedown that Obama got yesterday as he was facing Congress. I don't know if you are aware. Obama apparently, as he's been traveling the world, had been trying to acquire revenue. I guess floating a bond, whatever that is, for a few billion dollars. So if we see the shakedown of Tony Hayward in front of Congress for $20 billion, that is in fact what it is. It seemed, however, more like a beatdown to me. And I don't know if this is all of the fault of Tony Blair. You know, it's interesting, sometimes the white-collar guy on the top of the food chain, he can pull the trigger, you know, delegate and organize. That's what these guys do. They delegate and they organize. But somewhere along the line, somebody made the decision on the platform in the Gulf that they had better keep drilling. They had better do some shortcuts. And I don't know if that was the decision of Tony Hayward. It was somebody's decision, which helped to create the explosion and now the bleeding of Mother Earth right there in the Gulf. It's like making shortcuts, you know. I remember being on the job site working construction, and there are some people who live with the attitude, "Well, it looks good for my house. It's okay with me." Having shortcuts, you know, doing something less than our best quality. And in this event, messing with oil, messing on a platform, you know, it cost people their lives. And now it's doing even further harm, further damage in the Gulf. Wow. Is that the American way? I sure hope not. But the beatdown is what Tony Hayward got yesterday. They took the white gloves off and hit him on the left cheek and the right cheek and beat him up. It's all his fault.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Sagini kavinash pelapi. Sagini kavinash kanagash pilolo. Imonane.
It is Friday, TGIF. Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Thanks for tuning in. I'm RJ and my co-host every Friday, Apostle John Bailey. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, neighbor. Hello, hello, hello. I am doing tremendously well, and it's good to be back on stage this morning with you. I'm sure you've got quite a few things on your heart. As I do. It's interesting what's going on as the saga unfolds in this nation today and around the world, as a matter of fact. You know, we're seeing a lot of scapegoating. A lot of people are being put on the stand and slapped around. A nice display for the world to see so that we can see somebody's getting a spanking for what has happened and what's going on and what has been happening for a while. But I believe it's all a theatrical performance to kind of set the mind of the public on a certain track, more of a diversion technique so that other things can be set in place. It's interesting how these masters of financial scenarios seem to launch these different acts, these plays, these dramas, so that the unsuspecting public can be preoccupied with issues that mean very little, if anything at all, while other real deadly things shifts and changes and patterns are set in place. By the time we realize that we were preoccupied with a performance, it's too late to change the reality that's already been shifted. It's happening, you know, this financial collapse of civilization, this dismantling of the old system on a global scale is it's not a threat. It's not even a promise. It's a reality in progress. And these engineers of this entire plan, this global plan, they know exactly what they're doing and what they're seeking to accomplish. You know what amazes me, RJ, is how many people seem to be sleepwalking in a minefield of political and economic explosives. I mean, it's like explosives going on all around us, and folks are still walking like they're in some sort of a trance, you know, wondering, hey, oh, this is a passing phase, it'll be over in a while. You know, no. This we're watching the birthing of a system that we've heard about for a long time, and there are those who are focused on making sure that this birth is not aborted, and that this baby of darkness will come forth.
Many diversions are occurring right now. One of the diversions is the NBA game last night. That is candy for me. It's idol worship for some people. It's interesting, however, if you take a look at the American way, whatever the American way may be, here's Boston, the Celtics, they've been there before, but people were counting them out a long time ago. They're counting them out when they played Cleveland, when they played teams out of Florida, and they weren't supposed to be there. And they were supposed to be defeated in four games by Los Angeles, by the Lakers, and you're thinking, RJ, what are you talking about basketball for? and you know, right now, people's hearts are being broken as we see what is happening in the Gulf, and sometimes stepping away for a few minutes to have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it
can be a way to have some fun for 10 minutes is all right, okay? But being wrapped up in it is another matter. Like the stage play with Tony Hayward yesterday. Not just the shakedown, but the beat down of this man, Tony Hayward.
It is not his
fault, okay? And we can blame him and play the blame game on a regular basis, but it's not going to change anything. It's not going to slow down the flow of the oil in the Gulf. It's not going to put a cap on it. It's not going to gather up the oil. It's just an act of futility. It's a shell game happening right in front of us. And many Americans, our attention is so focused on things that don't matter. Diversions for sure. So the responsibility does rest upon the Queen of England, okay? It does rest upon the Queen, who is the owner, in fact, of BP. And it does rest upon this Obama. It does. You take a look at his inactivity, or rather, his attendance to plays and his attendance on the golf course, rather than taking care of business in the Gulf. And it's been kind of fun to see the last couple of days. Talk about issues that matter. There's the governor of Arizona, and she, in fact, is enforcing the law, the rules of the game in Arizona. And she found out, not from the president himself, but from a report that Obama's administration is now filing a lawsuit against Arizona and their new law. And I'm thinking, excuse me, isn't it the responsibility of the president and the federal government to protect and defend our borders? You see, not just people from Mexico are coming across the borders for jobs. There are businesses who want the cheap labor, okay? That's why people keep coming over. If there wasn't the free medical care and the free housing and the free, all of the other free things and the jobs, they wouldn't be coming over. But there are terrorists coming over across the border on a regular basis. And it is the job, the responsibility of the governors to take care of their states. It's the responsibility of the federal government to take care of America. And Obama, the government of the United States, has not been taking care of business. You take a look at, as well, the governor of Louisiana. And he decided to put together some ships across the Gulf area to protect his state, his beaches from the oil. And you know, Americans are showing up and doing their job, and it would be really nice if this president, Obama, would step up and do his job.
Well, my brother, you know, his job is a job that is definitely not just defined by the American public, definitely not just defined by the voters that placed this man in office. His job is seriously defined to a great extent by external political and financial powers, you know, European forces of control. You know, I firmly believe that America is already part of a region, of a global region, of a system that's already been set in place. And Obama is a pawn in the game and is playing his part, you know, for his own security and for the security of this agenda that is being released upon the world. It's you know, we used to talk about this and look at these things as though, you know, there's some sort of Hollywood production. But now we realize that it's not a Hollywood production. It's a very cold and demanding and exacting reality. Hello, hello, wake up. People need to wake up and realize this is not a game. You know, like, you know, they will sit one person down, you know, and slap him around in the presence of the global public so we can all see somebody is getting the flack and getting a finger shake into them. But they've already, before that started, sat that person down in the old private meetings behind closed doors and made an arrangement. Listen, you know, you're going to be the fall guy. We're going to slap you around. We're going to pay you a few billion dollars for playing this part, you know, because the important thing is that the agenda that we're seeking to release, that we are releasing, should not be stopped and canceled. So this is going to be another diversion. This is going to be something else to preoccupy the minds of the public with while they see us scolding you for being the one responsible for this great disaster. You know, we will still be able to carry on what we're doing and what we put on the show for everybody. You know, and in the meantime, throw a few athletic games in there and any kind of entertainment diversion that will keep the general public preoccupied from realizing what is actually happening here and the changes that are being brought in. You know, so many people voted for change, they had absolutely no idea what they were voting for, what the word change really meant. They thought it meant a few
political scenarios. You called it the dismantling of America. That is what is happening.
That's it, my brother. Mm-hmm. The dismantling of America. You know, the American way, it's like, hello, who knows anymore what the American way is? It certainly is not what we thought it was or what it used to be. You know, the American way seems to be, you know, people who believe that, hey, eat, drink, and be merry. You know, because we'll always have our way. And we'll always be able to call the shots. So, hello, hello, hello. Somebody else is calling the shots now, and those shots have been called on our behalf. And when we realize what those shots are, we say, wait a minute, that's not what we wanted. Yeah, but it's too late, it seems. It's too late because somebody else is calling the shot, and that somebody else is not even within the boundaries and the borders of this nation. Somebody else represents other political portfolios outside of the sovereignty of the United States of America. And this is serious business. You know, here's the option right now. Either there's going to be severe, serious civil war within this country, or people are just going to have to be sheeple. They'll just walk along like sheep and say, okay, well, we'll just go along with what's coming down. And there's serious threats there because the powers that be, if I may even refer to them as that, are saying, you guys will do this, you will accept this, or else. Now, what's that or else business? Anyway, you know, you look at the Federal Reserve. Who are those people anyway? Some private banking system that the government hires to print over money and then pays them, then makes the loan of the money we hired them to print and then pays them for that service. Hello? Something is weird there.
We'll continue the discussion after the break. This is the Morning Liberty Program. We'll be back after this.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then freetoprosper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Is 23 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Thanks for tuning in. I'm RJ. My co-host on Fridays is Apostle John Bailey. During the week, I do my best to draw the curtain back so we can see who the wizard is, so we can see, in fact, what is going on, getting to the bottom of the issues that are facing us. And I should, this morning, draw the curtain back between you and me, and this John Bailey was a witness to this, and I thought I would share some things with you this morning. So here goes. I am new to the national stage on national issues. I've been doing radio now for about 19 years, and I generally have been a reporter. I gather the news, and I write the news, and I interview people with the assertion that I'm going to discover what's going on with events, okay, with news events, okay. Then a couple of years ago, I had the ability to do commentary. And commentary is not a perfect art, but, you know, we get to dig down deep into who we are and share that, and that's not always easy to quantify. And I've been doing commentary now for about 5 years, 6 years. And
When RBN approached me, I figured you may want to know this, and a year ago this would be impossible to share with you. As RBN approached me and asked me to do the morning program, I was offered 3 hours to spend with you in the mornings. And then as I gathered the equipment and learned some technique so that I could come together with you, I was then told that I now have 2 hours to come together with you. And in my life, I believe the hand of God has had involvement in my life and in the opportunities in front of me. And I knew, between me and you, right, that the Creator, God, wanted me to have 2 hours with you every morning. And John Stadtmiller, the owner of RBN, he had the ability to bring a new guy to RBN. That's after I was already on, and he came to me and said, well, RJ, we need to take another hour away from you. And I told John Stadtmiller that God had plans for me to keep my 2 hours. And I said, John, I'm willing to go to 1 hour if that is what you need me to do. But I have to let you know that God will keep me with 2 hours. And I don't know how that's going to happen. So the day came, like 2 weeks and 3 weeks of me chewing on this, also having faith. It's like I just had a knowing. I don't know how else to describe it. I had a knowing that God gave me 2 hours, that RBN approached me, John Miller, Stadtmiller approached me, that God was going to keep me with 2 hours in the morning. And then the very morning came where I was to have 1 hour every morning with you. And that very day, Alan Stang passed away. And for some reason, because Alan Stang passed away, John Stadtmiller kept me with my 2 hours. He didn't take the other hour away. And as I spend time with people in the morning, it's amazing how quickly 1 hour can go. In fact, when I talked with John Bailey about joining me on Fridays with you, he told me it was funny. He says, 2 hours? Oh my word, that's a lot of time. And, you know, I've been doing this for a while, about 19 years now. And I told John, I said, you know, 2 hours can just go by so quickly. And as you have listened to this week, there are people who have joined me. You'll find that taking 2 hours every morning to go into an issue sometimes isn't enough time. In fact, people that have been on the last couple of days with me, I have rescheduled them for about to 2 weeks from now. Bjorn will be back in 2 weeks, and Kilby, with the Restore America plan, he will be back in 2 weeks. But it's interesting, I couldn't speak with you about this. Alan Stang and the work he has done for years is just really important. And who he is and what he did is very significant here at RBN. And I didn't seek for anybody to pass away. I just had a knowing. I don't know how else to describe it. I knew that together, you and me, need 2 hours together every morning. And it's interesting, it came down to the very day that, according to John Stadtmiller, my time with you would come down to just 1 hour. And that is the very day where Alan Stang passed away. And because Alan Stang passed away, the hour that somebody needed to be bumped, I wasn't bumped. And we still continue to come together for 2 hours every morning. And in my life, I set everything else aside. I have set everything else aside in my life. The work that I do every day, so that you and I can spend time enough every morning to approach these issues that matter. And I have to let you know I appreciate the time. I recognize the value. I hope that you do. That's why you're here. John, we'll be back after the break. This is RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's 33 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Thanks for tuning in. I'm RJ. John Bailey joins me on Friday. And, John, you remember those days when you and I had the discussion about turning our program from 2 hours down to 1 hour. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I do.
And I remember you telling me that it was okay if we went down to 1 hour. And I just knew that we would still have 2 hours. And I didn't know how that would occur, and I remember you were kind of puzzled why I was so fixed on us having 2 hours together. In fact, Freedom's Phoenix, their program, I think, is the new program that was coming to RBN that would cause the need for me to be bumped from 2 hours down to 1 hour, and I didn't know how God would do it, because John Stapmiller made it very clear that I would just come down to 1 hour. But I just knew. And what's interesting is, if Alan Stang was alive now, and just like you, I have been listening to Alan Stang and the sting of Stang for years. And who knew, right? You haven't known until today. This is something that I've been keeping quiet, among many things I would love to share. But it's amazing how quickly 2 hours goes by in the mornings. But we need to take the time. There are issues that we need to take the time, and sometimes that is what 2 hours demand. Okay, for us to go into and deal, in fact, with the truth of issues rather than just gloss by them quickly. If Alan Stang was alive today, then I would have just 1 hour with you every morning. And because Alan Stang passed away, and it was interesting because that very day I was still telling John Stadtmiller, I said, John, God still intends for me to have 2 hours in the morning. And I wasn't making any demand, and I wasn't getting mean and nasty if John Stadtmiller had made the decision because of bringing on the Freedom's Phoenix program. Therefore, somebody needed to be bumped, and John Stadtmiller decided that it was me. And if Alan Stang was alive today, you and I would have 1 hour together in the morning. And it's interesting, as I have, you know, played some feedback back and forth, that the wife of Alan Stang, she realizes, I guess, what Alan Stang, the health issues that he had, many people had no idea. And it's interesting because within a couple of weeks after John Bailey and I came together, that within a week or two, I started having health issues myself. In fact, I still have blood clots that I live with in my legs and in my lungs. And I'd never know, because of what blood clots can do, whether I'm going to be with you next week or not, whether I'm going to be with you next month or not. And my health has been pretty good most of my life. In fact, I used to be really proud about how healthy I was. I used to be a wrestler. And the preparation and the exercising and the health condition of somebody in order to wrestle has just got to be tip-top shape. And I remember being so proud about my physical prowess, even in the construction industry. I would be the first man on the job and the last man to leave, and I would work harder than anybody, I thought. Even becoming the man in charge on the job and training people and teaching people, who knew that I would end up pushing paper? Who knew that I would have an injury on the job and fracture my vertebrae, and I was in bed for 6 months, and I was told I could no longer do that kind of work? And then I got to go back to college and found that in going back to college, I went into journalism and broadcast journalism, and I worked as a model for a while. I was pretty for a while. I look more like Burl Ives these days, but on my website, morningliberty.com, I'm thinking if I get to put a picture up there, I get to decide, there's my news anchor picture. Why not? But you didn't know, right? You did not know. But count on it, if Alan Stang was alive today, I would have 1 hour. It's kind of tough for me sometimes because I realize there is a cost for us to do these things. And I do not get paid for this at RBN, so let me share something else with you. And John, thank you for the time for allowing me to do this. I don't get paid for this. And in this valley, there is a micro-broadcaster. He gets RBN on his computer, then he puts it up on his own antenna so that everybody in this valley can get it. And he realized that, I don't have a car. The car that I had broke down, and I have no means of going out and making a living. And he is wheelchair-bound. And he's just a huge fan of RBN. He's a huge fan of Alan Stang and of Freedom's Phoenix and of John Stadtmiller and the other people at RBN. And he said, RJ, take my car, please. And there have been times that I have asked for your help, that I have needed it in order to financially get by. And this gentleman in a wheelchair, he loves RBN. He's a fan of mine. He follows me. He'll hop in his wheelchair with an engine. He'll come over here and park himself in front of my house and wait until I come out. I have my own stalker. And because I've been able to borrow his car, I have slowly been catching up financially. I don't get paid for this at RBN, but you can count on it. The preparation that I do every day is like this thing has taken over my life. But money is not why I do this. This is how I serve. And most of the news anchors that we see in radio and on television, we're getting what they want us to know rather than the true issues that are going on. And during the week, that is what I do. I do my best to help draw back the curtain so we can have a more clear look, letting the sun shine in on the issues that are affecting us in the country. And we need to do that. And I appreciate John Bailey's willingness to join me on Fridays so we can have a spiritual take. Look with spiritual eyes at the events that are taking place And during the week, I do my best, again, to bring people to these microphones, whether they have a lot of notoriety or not, because they have something worth sharing. And we have done that the last couple of days. And I really appreciate, John, that we get to the bottom of issues.
Well, I do believe that this segment of this program is so vitally important, you know, to the mental health, spiritual health of the nation, of the world, of those who listen, that many people don't realize the part that it really plays. You know, and of course, you know, 2 hours, when I first was brought onto the show, you know, I thought 2 hours was a long time, but I've come to realize, you know, when you're dealing with the truth about issues and the issues about truth, you know, 2 hours fly by really, really fast. There's really not enough time to address things, you know, as thoroughly as we'd like to have them addressed, especially since we deal with highly controversial issues. You know, many people, you know, some people tune on in and they hear the word God and then they navigate to another page because they don't want to deal with anything that has to deal with God.
But you well, what is popular okay. is if it bleeds, so, it leads, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, there is no page in life that you can navigate to that you will not find the issue of God involved. You know, regardless of how you represent or misrepresent that, that issue is there. It's there at birth, it's there through life, and it's there with death. And you, people can call it anything if they want to try and avoid the responsibility of having to deal with this. They can call it what they want, but that does not relegate the reality of it. What we call it doesn't determine what it is. It is what it is. It's a part of, very intricate part of our reality, you know, our foundational faith. You know, some people may go out back and hug a tree, or some people may go up to the mountains and sing a song, you know, or some people may go to church and do whatever they do. But the bottom line is, there's a God-shaped space within the human soul that nothing else can fill but the personal relationship with the Creator. And sooner or later, we find that out. And this is what this segment of this program deals with. We deal with the spiritual backdrop of what's happening not just in the United States, but in the world today. And whether they give it credibility or not, it still is what it is and has always been what it is and will continue to be, for God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. A very real reality in the face of every human being. You know, the moment we come into the world as a baby, we have to deal with God because we have to deal with breath. The very first breath we take, we say the name of God without realizing that's what we do. And the very last breath we take, we say the name of God without realizing what we're doing. Because the unpronounceable name of God is the breath we take. Even the trees breathe and the animals breathe. So all creation speak the name of God. There must be something vitally, intrinsically important about this whole situation, about man's relationship with his Creator. So we can act the fool and pretend that it's not real and it's not there, and if we ignore it, it'll go away. Hello? I'm sorry. It doesn't go away. You know,
well,
go away until you drop dead. You know, so you got to keep breathing. Likewise, it's vitally important for us to keep believing, establishing our foundational faith. And this is what this program is doing in a very, very real way. It's bringing people face to face with an issue that's so vitally important it cannot be ignored by anybody, even if they try. And that issue is, where do I stand in relationship to the Creator? And that question will have to be answered by every mortal, by every being. And we're answering it to the best of our ability right here on this program. And you know, whether it's 2 hours, or 1 hour, or 5 minutes. You know, I firmly believe this segment is a God-ordained segment of this broadcasting. And God can say in 5 minutes what he can say in 2 hours. He can say in 5 seconds what he can say in 5 years. You know, he's not confined by the boundaries of time. You know, his playground is eternity. And he has the power to be able to express, relate, and communicate himself on the spot, you know, at the speed of light, you know, 186,000 miles per second, if he so desires, you know, and get the job done.
Well, there's stuff that people don't typically know, that in my preparation for our 2 hours every day, My preparation takes at least 4 hours to 5 hours a day, and sometimes my preparation takes 10 or 12 hours a day to get ready to spend 2 hours with you every morning. And it's like the rest of my life has been set aside. And in the face of that, God has been delivering blessings to assist me to do that. And one of the most uncomfortable questions, and by the way, Mark, I see you in Georgia. I'll be to you in just a moment. It's been a very difficult question for me to ask, John. Mm-hmm. And the question has been, did someone have to die so that I would still have 2 hours with you every morning? And that's been a really difficult question for me to ask, because John Stadtmiller needed to make room for Freedom's Phoenix. And in order to do that, he needed to bump somebody, and he made the decision it was me. And if Alan Stang did not, and here we are now about a year in from that event when Alan Stang passed away, and I guess I'm saying this because of Father's Day. That's why I wanted to bring it up. I wanted to share some honesty with you. This is me giving you a gift, giving you more honesty about this situation. I have a relationship between myself and my Creator. That's very important for me. And yet within the denomination that I come from, we are told on a regular basis over the pulpit, right? I was kicked out. The LDS Church did kick me out in 1984. Now you know. It's a part of where I come from, but too often over the pulpit, people are told, you know, the thinking has been done, just do what you're told. And I find that in my life, there are so many times when it's like I'm against a brick wall, and I have no one else to turn to except God, and that God has been there, and that I have seen it many, many times. I've seen miracles come left and right, and I just have to let you know that I knew that God would keep me with 2 hours, whatever that looked like. And I didn't know how God would do it. I just knew that that would be the case. And John is a witness. John Bailey is a witness, because he and I had discussions about, well, if we do 1 hour, it's okay. In fact, if John Stadtmiller at some point decides that he doesn't want RJ at RBN, then I guess then John Stadtmiller can make that kind of a decision. But I believe that God wants me here. I believe God, and I've told that to John Stadtmiller, and John, I hear him on a regular basis, you know, say something like, well, how can people get answers from God? You know, I'm thinking, well, some people do. And I appreciate RBN, and I appreciate his effort to keep RBN on the air, and to keep people like myself, and like Freedom's Phoenix, and like Alan Stang, and others here, so that we can share with you, you know, you can handle the truth. I get it. I participate in that every day. In fact, John, about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I got an email from a newspaper in Russia, and they wanted my permission to take my website, morningliberty.com, and translate everything there to their language. It's just amazing the world reach that this morning program has, Morning Liberty.
Absolutely.
And that the website has, Morning Liberty. I think I had no idea at the time the reach that this would have. And it's just amazing the blessing, because my website, the hosting company of my website decided to pull it down. And who knew the day that that happened, the day before, a webmaster who's just outrageous with his ability gave me a call and said, RJ, how can I be of help? Who knew? Go ahead.
You know, the story behind the story and the truth behind the truth. You know, you asked the question, did someone have to die in order for you to have the 2 hours? Well, the answer to that question is absolutely. But I don't believe that someone that had to die was Mr. Stang. I believe that someone that had to die and did die was Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. I believe this plan of God for what is happening now has been in place for centuries. And that someone died so that you could be here today carrying out this part of the divine agenda that will affect the destiny of this nation and the destiny of the world. You know, on your website being replicated in Russian language is just part of this plan. And the time will come, you know, when the owner of RBN may say to you, well, you know, it's time for us to terminate that. And that owner has a certain responsibility to meet with
and I don't think that's going to happen.
Wait a second. Don't stop me now. No, I'm on a roll here with this one. That time may come, but whether that time comes or not, those decisions are not just being made on the surface of what our control is all about. There's a deeper agenda behind it all, and that is a spiritual portfolio. It's a spiritual agenda. And that agenda is the will of God, not just for this nation, but for this world, because God is still the creator of all life. And people say, well, how can you get answers from God? And some people say, well, some people do. Well, the truth is, everybody gets answers from God, whether they realize that it's from God those answers are coming or not. And most of us think we're so in control and so in charge and so responsible for what happens and goes on that we are the ones to take the credit or to take the flack, depending on how the situation goes. But the bottom line is, God was and is and ever shall be in control, contrary to public opinion, and God is the one, this is His world, and He is the one orchestrating life. Yours and mine, your bosses, Seth Miller's, and Fang's, and everybody else. And one day we will all realize that it has always been that way.
Mark in Georgia, we will go to you right after the break, and then Kevin in Australia. This is RBN.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634. Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Time this morning, 6 minutes before the top of the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go to the phones as promised. Mark in Georgia, good morning. You're on.
Good morning. I gather you got the same email that I did last night. I don't know. Oh. I'm asking.
Which one? Tell me.
I got an email basically filing for damages. I mean, when I heard about, oh, well, BP has put up a trust fund of $20 billion to cover the damages from the oil spill, and I'm like, you know, it reminds me of the scene in Trading Places where they give the butler his Christmas bonus of $5, and he says, thanks, I'll go to see a movie by myself, you know, and I'm like, geez, thanks. I mean, I try to be very tolerant and understanding of other people making making mistakes, but the only thing I found wrong with the document is it spelled it 10-10 quadrillion dollars, and it's actually quadrillion. You just edit out the space and the T. Quadrillion means like, let's see, 10 to the 6th is a million, 10 to the 9th is a billion, 10 to the 12th is a trillion, so 10 to the 15th. So I guess 10 quadrillion would be 10 to the 16th dollars in compensation, which means basically everything the Crown owns they owe to us because of the damage they've done because of the oil spill.
The news story that you are alluding to, the main press will never address
this issue. But the thing
is, on that website, morningliberty.com, I have that story. In fact, I need to change that one letter from T to D. You are correct.
It's quad. They have it down as 10 quad, the four letters quad, space trillion. Well, a trillion is 10 to the 15th. Let's see. 10 to the 12th, and a quadrillion is 10 to the 15th. So it's quadrillion, not quadrillion. And, I mean, they do good work. And, from what I understand, my one concern about these gentlemen has been I've heard something to the effect that they're putting in extremely exhausting days. And it was like some time ago, back in, like, this was about the time I was, you know, I became a Christian back in 89. And I was looking at a job, and they wanted me to work 12-hour days, 7 days a week. And this is in an industrial shop where there's machines operating, forklifts and all like that. And I'm like, if everybody's working 12-hour shifts, 7 days a week, people are going to get fatigued to the point of being dangerously stupid.
And, yes.
And
yes.
My one concern for the Guardian Elders, and so I don't mean to make a big stink of any kind about this, because I commend them, they are in my prayers. I want to know what I can do to help. And right now I'm helping by simply getting the word out that we now have filed as the legitimate authority to represent the United States before the world. The Guardian Elders have filed a document saying the British Crown has carried out, if nothing else, you know, just like 9/11, at the very least there was criminal negligence involved here. Or, you know, according to some people, it's like, look, they started selling their stocks knowing, apparently somebody knew that something really disastrously bad was getting ready to happen,
and
they were
time.
Dumping
yep.
their stocks. Sorry?
Yep.
And so the
ahead
thing
of
is,
time. Yes.
So the thing is, you can't just say, I mean, at the very least, these people, you know, there were engineers saying, this is stupid, this is wrong, you've got to stop now, and they kept right on going. And
Mark,
so,
hang on. We'll carry this over the break, so hang on. This is the Morning Liberty Program at RBN. We'll be back after this. With recent